Tefillah for Life, Shir 159, Sunday, Parshas Mishpatim. We are explaining the bracha of Hamavir Shena Me'enai, that we are basically acknowledging that when a person sleeps, he loses his most important faculty, which is his intelligence, his seichel. And when a person wakes up, the Ribbono Shel Olam removes the sleep, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns a person to his seichel, to his koyach in the world. Now, if you study this bracha, like we will explain, it consists of a very long bracha with many bakashas. And the reason for it is because once a person sets himself up and he acknowledges that his intelligence belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he's ready to face the day, and now he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various tzrachim. But before we analyze the bracha, let's understand how the bracha ends off. Because there is a concept that a bracha always ends the way it begins. That's how Chazal set up a bracha. It's called Chasimasan Me'ein Psichasan. The ending of the bracha is similar to the beginning of the bracha. And therefore, even if we make a very long bracha, which has many various things in the middle of the bracha, but when we come to the end of the bracha, we sum it up and go back to the way we started. So that means the end of this bracha is supposed to be relevant, is supposed to be directly connected to the beginning of the bracha. And the bracha ends off, HaGoymel Chasadim Tovim Le'ama Yisrael. That the Ribbono Shel Olam does chesed, not just chesed, but good chesed, Chasadim Tovim Le'ama Yisrael, to his nation Klal Yisrael. Which basically means that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific Am, a specific nation, which is Klal Yisrael, therefore everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is ultimately Chasadim Tovim, is good Chesed, because we are Am Yisrael, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, and He cares about us, and He wants to do Chesed for us. So let's understand. Why is the end of the bracha, this bracha that acknowledges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly does chesed for us, how is it connected to the beginning of the bracha? So we could say various explanations. But based on how we are understanding it now, it is very simple. Because we are acknowledging that our intelligence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to understand that the way we view the world comes from our intelligence. Things that we think are negative is because our intelligence tells us that this is negative. What we perceive as positive is because the intelligence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tells us that it's positive. So because we begin the bracha and we acknowledge that this intelligence is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at night He takes it away from us, and then He gives it back to us to show us that even though we think that we have intelligence and we are the smartest thing on this planet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately greater than us. He understands everything more than us because our intelligence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we acknowledge Hamavir Sheina Me'enai, when we acknowledge that our intelligence is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He gave it to us today again, then we can end off and say HaGoymel Chasadim Tovim La'ama Yisrael. Because even if something seems difficult, even if my intelligence tells me that this is not good, Chas V'Shalom, I have to understand that my intelligence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Amma Yisrael. And everything that He does is Chasadim Tovim. So if I don't understand it, the problem is with my intelligence, not with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So because I begin the bracha acknowledging that the intelligence is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how I am able to end the bracha, HaGoymel Chasadim Tovim La'amma Yisrael. Because if I understand that it comes from Hashem, I realize that even though to me it doesn't look good, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, everything is Chasadim Tovim.